I open my eyes and stare at the hotel ceiling until my pulse begins to slow. I'm engorged and erect and freezing cold on the damp sheets, and I feel as if I'm about to throw up. "Ramona!" I croak, my larynx still half paralyzed with sleep.
"The fucker just flatlined on me."
I can't feel his mind anymore, but he's lying on top of her, still twitching spastically, and I can taste her desperation and fear.
"He must have had a dodgy heart, done one line too many. Finish me off, Bob."
"What?" I realize I've been holding my penis and yank my hands away as if they're covered in chili oil.
"Finish me off, please."
I can sense her succubus now, coiling like a black vortex of emptiness behind her conscious thoughts. There's nothing human about it, nothing warm. It's like death itself, not the small oblivion of orgasm, but its complete antithesis, freezing and vacant, a hunger for life. It needs filling. It's searching for a sacrifice, and she'd set her eyes on Mark, but he checked out earlier, and now...
"It needs a little death to go with a big one, and the longer you wait, the hungrier it gets."
She sounds breathless.
"If you don't give it one, it'll eat me. And you may think that would be a good thing, but in case it's escaped your attention, we're entangled." "But I..."
"I want Mo, don't I? Don't I?" Mo isn't hiding behind a glamour. Mo doesn't eat people like a fuck vampire. Mo isn't a drop-dead gorgeous blonde. She's just Mo, and we're probably going to end up getting married sooner or later. And I feel guilty and frightened because Mo won't understand what Ramona wants me to do.
"But nothing."
I can sense Ramona's arousal, and behind it, a canker of upwelling fear.
"Jesus, Bob, do something. Please help me here."
She's helpless and small before the emptiness of her hunger, and Mo isn't here, and neither is she. I feel the empty hunger, and I try to wall it out, but Ramona needs me. She's teetering on the edge of an orgasm. The hunger is waiting for her. And if she meets it alone, she won't come out the other side alive. I can't not do it. Can I?
"I'm not cleared for sex magic,"
I tell her, gritting my teeth. But she sends me a touch-sense picture of herself, the warm weight on her chest, Mark's head lolling, the turgid stretch of her vulva occupied by a dead man's dick, a delicious sense of proximity to catastrophic nothingness teetering on the edge of a cliff. And I clutch myself and begin to spasm wildly because I'm still massively turned on from the overspill of her sex. The sense of doom recedes immediately, and then something I wasn't expecting happens. Ramona comes, taking me completely by surprise. She goes on and on and on until I'm almost ready to scream for mercy. Finally, the waves of sensation finally begin to slow down and recede, leaving her panting and pinned beneath Mark's cooling cadaver. A warm afterglow floods her with life. I can feel her reveling in it.
"Thank you,"
she says fervently, and I can't tell at first whether she's talking to me or to the dead serial rapist.
"If you hadn't joined in, it would have had me for sure."
The corpse's head lolls on her shoulder, a drop of spittle dangling from his mouth. She reaches up and shoves it aside.
"Was it good for you too?"
she asks, and tenderly kisses his soft, unresponsive lips. My skin crawls.
"You enjoyed that a whole lot,"
I tell her before I bite my tongue. But it's too late.
"You enjoy eating too, but pleasure's not the only reason you do it,"
she snaps.
"And don't tell me you didn't enjoy this."
I cringe at her anger. What will Mo say when she finds out? It's not sex. No, it's just having a simultaneous orgasm with a consenting adult. My conscience jabs me. Oh, hell, what a mess. I gingerly sit up and shuffle towards the bathroom and a late-night appointment with the shower.
"Hey, what about me?"
Ramona complains bitterly, bracing herself to dislodge the drained husk of her prey.
"I don't want to talk about it right now,"
I mutter. I twist the shower dial, feeling dirty.
"Typical fucking male. Look who's talking. You're a real piece of work."
I turn the temperature right up until it hurts, then bite my tongue and stand underneath it.
You wanted to get into my pants, didn't you? Anyone ever tell you you're an asshole, monkey boy? If I wanted you, I'd have had you right there on the casino balcony, instead of nearly dying in a shithole.
She's working on getting her clothes back into a semblance of order. Mark lies on the floor beside the bed. She lashes out and kicks him hard enough to hurt my toes, and I suddenly realize she's shaking with adrenaline, the aftermath of a terror trip.
Bastard!